عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتاني جبريل عليه السلام فقال هذه ليلة النصف من شعبان ولله فيها وتقى من النار بعدد شعور غنم كلب ولا ينظر الله فيها إلى مشرك ولا مشاحن ولا إلى قاطع رحم ولا إلى مسبل ولا إلى عاق لوالديه ولا إلى مدمن خمر فذكر الحديث بطوله وفي رواية أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يطلع الله عز وجل إلى خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لعباده إلا اثنين مشاحن وقاتل نفس الحمد لله we got the night of Laylatul Bara'a tomorrow night so we just remind ourselves of the various ahadith again and again so we can keep it in mind and we can hope for the great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as prepare and see how we can maximize with the time that we have. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a lengthy hadith had told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and it was the 15th night of Sha'ban and he said to me, this is the 15th night of Sha'ban. Now the fact that he said this is the 15th night of Sha'ban, obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have known the date because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would search for the moon, they would look for the moon and they would count the days, they would know what date it is. So the fact that he said this is the 15th night of Sha'ban was for ta'zim, to show this is a very great night. This is the 15th night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to free many, many people from the fire of Jahannam, equal to the number of hair on the animals of the Kalb tribe, which had many, many animals. Millions and millions of people are going to be forgiven on this night. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, but there are certain people that will be deprived of Allah ta'ala's mercy, Allah's forgiveness on this night. May Allah Pak not make us from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive all of us. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا. Literal translation, on this night, such a blessed night, Allah ta'ala doesn't even look. That means look with mercy and with forgiveness towards a mushrik. So this night is for the believers. Obviously a mushrik who makes shirk with Allah ta'ala, وَلَا إِلَى مُشَاحِنٍ. And that person that has malice and hatred, ill feelings in his heart for his fellow Muslim. Every week, on a Monday and Thursday, our a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the a'mal of that person goes up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has a fight with his Muslim brother, not talking to him, then Allah ta'ala says, just hold on. Hatta yastaliha. Until they reconcile, they start talking, making salam with each other again, they sort out the problems, then only the a'mal will be accepted. Otherwise, it's in abeyance. And on this night, that person that has ill feelings for his Muslim brother, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to even look at him with mercy. Allah Pak save us before that night, meet, greet, and sort out our affairs. وَلَا إِلَىٰ قَاطِئِ رَحِمٍ. That person that is cutting off family ties for no valid Islamic reason. There's no valid Islamic reason, and he's just cutting off family ties. A person that is wearing his garments for the males below the ankles. Someone who is disobeying his parents. It's a very, very grave sin. They say, there are certain sins that a person commits that he'll be punished for in this world. And one of the sins is disobeying one's parents. So go to one's parents and ask them for forgiveness. Ask them for special du'as. Du'as of the parents are so special. Allahu Akbar. Father's du'a goes straight to the arsh of Allah. Father's du'a, no barrier in between. And we know the position of the mother. Jannah is under the feet of the mother. That person that has his parents, how can we disobey them? We're talking about when they are asking you to do something that's totally right, khidmat, nothing that is to do with anything that is wrong. If they're asking you to do something wrong, then to in a very polite, in a very good way, then we will not do the wrong that they're asking us to do. But when it comes to dealing with parents, our mashayikh always say, our dealings must be very, very different with them. As a Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, just one example. He said, if you go to your parents' house and you have doubt on the food, where they're buying the chicken, for example, you've got doubt but you're not sure, but you just got doubt. He said, then too you must still eat that food. When it comes to parents, you mustn't break the heart. He said, even to that point, actually, there was one youngster some years ago, so someone spoke to me, he said, you know what, this boy, his father is complaining, he don't want to eat the food in his parents' house. So Allah Pak made it such, we came across that in Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, we shared it with them. That Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, position of parents, you can't break the heart. If it's something that's not definite, even if it's doubtful, then you won't break their heart and make them happy. وَلَا إِلَىٰ مُدْمِنِ خَمْرٍ That person that is drinking alcohol, taking drugs, that person, Allah Ta'ala, is not going to forgive him. Before that night, before tomorrow night, we make tawbah, we make istighfar. And in one hadith it is mentioned, that person that kills someone unjustly, killed, he murdered someone unjustly, then that person also on this night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not going to look at him with mercy. In one hadith it is mentioned, a person that committed the actual act of adultery, the actual act of zina, Allah Ta'ala is not going to forgive him on this night. Obviously before this night, we should make sincere tawbah, turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness so that we can gain Allah's mercy and Allah's special forgiveness on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.